we would not have the abolitionist movement. We would not have the pro-life movement. We would certainly not have had the civil rights movement had people of faith been marginalized the way that atheist activists want us to marginalize them today. And it's important to remember, too, that religious actors in the public square are the ones who remind government, hey, you're not the final authority, and the rules you make are not the final rules. They are always subject to God's law, to a higher law. It's that prophetic voice in the public square that religious believers have always brought. And when we kick them out of the public square, we lose that prophetic voice as well. And then we begin to lose and see the erosion of our own civil rights. So there's a good case to be made for keeping religion in America's public square.